My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we rejoice because of one thing, and that thing is just having the opportunity to witness another Advent season. And being in the presence of God in a day like this, a day that we begin a new liturgical year, a day that we can say to each other, Happy New Year, Happy Advent, because in the church's life, we see that the Holy Mother Church continues to guide us, whether it's be Lent or Easter or Advent. All these periods in the liturgical life is to direct us to a deeper understanding of who we are before our dearest Lord. And this is one way that we have to be reflecting on, especially on Advent. Now, let's go back to what we heard about the readings. When you think about what the church wants us to focus our attention on, it's about vigilant, about being alert, being awake, because we do not know when our dearest Lord will be coming, in a time where we call the parousia or the second coming. We do not know. He never told me. I don't know if he told anybody else. But the fact remains that we have to be alert. So now you look at in the Old Testament, the people of God were always journeying to the temple in Jerusalem because they believed that in the temple lies the salvation. And in the temple, they were going to be, you know, taught the word of God, the laws of God. So, but they did this with their heart. But at the fullness of time, we are meant to understand that Jesus came, the expected one, the Messiah, the one that the people were going to the temple to see or to experience. He came in flesh. He came as one of us. He came in the human nature and also divine nature. So he came when the fullness of time had arrived. Why did he come? He came to be a redeemer. He came to set us free from the shackle of sin. He came to lead us from our weakness to that victorious life which he has called us to live. So we came so that we may have life, not just for a moment, but eternal life. He came that our joy may be full, may be complete. Many today, many false prophets would say that it's all about doom, about gloominess. In fact, that's what we are anticipating. But we know that our dearest Lord himself have always said that he is coming to bring salvation to those who have been waiting for him, those who have been anticipating his return. Now let's bring it home. When he comes, would you or would I be able to recognize him? Because it seems there are two comings here. The first coming was over 2,000 years ago during his birth in Jerusalem. And the second coming, he's going to come in victory. Glorious splendor. He is going to come as the King of the universe we celebrated last Sunday. But there is a coming which he does made manifest at every moment in our day-to-day encounter with each other. There is a coming which he made manifest even on this altar in a moment. When he comes, will I be able to recognize him? It seems he is already here. It seems his kingdom is already in existence, but it's not yet in its fullness and splendor. But when he comes, will I be able to recognize him in that my family member who is in need of my presence just to be there for them? When he comes, will I be able to recognize him in the life of that my colleague at work who has been so difficult to me? I've been trying my best to be kind and be nice to the person, but he keeps on, you know, paying back in a different way, a way that I don't understand. When he comes, will I be able to recognize him in that stranger that is just in my neighborhood, just coming around? I don't know the person, but yet will I still be able to smile at him? Because it seems he comes in a time that we do not expect. He comes in a time where it seems that everything is calm. But our prayer is that he will not come and find us in a more deplorable state. Because remember, he doesn't want us to be terrified or live in fear about his coming. He wants us to be rejoicing to welcome him. He wants us to have that attitude of someone whose friends had been away for a long time, and suddenly the person appears. The joy that we have in such a reception is what the Lord wants us to have, not to live in fear. One of the Augustinian monk put it beautifully when he was trying to describe the seasons that Holy Mother Church gives to us. He says, when we think about Lent, Lent invites us to deeper conversion of heart. When we look at Easter, Easter rekindles a joy of believing in our faith. But when it comes to Advent, it encourages us to go back to that which our hearts have always been thirsting for, and that is to rest in Jesus' presence. Jesus' presence. When I reflected on that, I asked myself, how often do I rest in the presence of our Lord? How often do I have confidence that I am not alone in the world, that I am in the midst of the person that is the King of the universe? How often do I forget about that? So that's what I keep on reminding myself. I say, Lord, help me to be alert, to be aware of your presence in every moment. Because there are sometimes the temptation is, well, this is just a small, you know, event or a small difficulty. It is not something we have to pray about. I can handle this. I can take care of that. That's when we want to be in charge. But the Lord wants us to allow him to be in charge of every aspect of our relationship and encounter with each other. He wants us to open ourselves up, especially as we anticipate him at Christmas. He wants us to continue to open ourselves up for him to make a way which he can walk into our hearts. This time is a time we could also make use of the sacrament of reconciliation as we are planning, you know, all the things about Christmas. We could also make our path, our heart, clear and straight for the Lord to come, so that when He comes, in a time that we do not even expect, then He will find our heart kept clean for Him to dwell. So my brothers and sisters, let us pray that as we draw towards this altar to receive Him, that He will give us the grace to journey with Him during the season of Advent, so that at Christmas we will rejoice with all our brothers and sisters in the world that Christ have come to make a home in us. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, all things visible and invisible. I believe.